good to talk to you. Thanks for taking the call. I was listening to some of the old tunes earlier on today and I can't stop singing Eyes Without a Face. So please take that as a compliment.
No, oh, yeah, fantastic. Well, we'll be playing that in Cork.
Yeah. Tell me about the show. They're fairly full on. What can we expect?
Well, I think, I do go through the gamut of my sort of career, really. I mean, you get everything from some Generation X songs to very early Billy Idol to the latest record, Kings and Queens of the Underground. I think we managed to give a nice smorgasbord of it all, and hopefully we'll cover a lot of bases. And I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Yeah, is it a part of the world that you know, the south of Ireland? Do you know of the marquee gigs and all of the big acts that have played heretofore?
I have heard, yes. I've heard it's a fantastic show to play. And I have a bit of an affinity for Cork because I used to come there when I was a child. And my mother was my mother was Irish. She's O'Sullivan. And her mother and father and some of my aunties and uncles still lived in Cork when I was young. And I used to always be coming to Cork.
I never saw that anywhere. I mean, do you know the part of Cork, and do you still have relatives here?
Well, I think they don't live actually in Cork. They're all in Ireland.
Yeah,
because I've got so many relatives on the O'Sullivan side. But I used to come to Cork. To visit my granny and granda, usually for weddings and funerals.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Which is always a wild thing to see,
yeah,
when you're a little kid, an Irish funeral.
An Irish wedding, I'm sure. Well, certainly with your stage show, you'd fit right into a wild Irish wedding.
Maybe that's where I got it from.
Is that where you got the idea for a nice day for a white wedding, maybe?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
You know, it's such an amazing career, because I was there from the beginning. I saw all of the bubblegummy plasticky stuff that was happening in the 70s. I saw the change to punk and how, you know, the BBC and Top of the Pops tried to adjust and didn't know where it was all coming from. Do you recall all of that kind of colossal change in music? I'm talking about the back end of the 70s.
Oh, yes, of course I do. I mean, it was incredible to be part of it all, not only as a fan, but then as somebody who became, part of a group that was part of the first wave of punk, along with the Sex Pistols and Clash and Buzzcocks, and there we were, Generation X, and it was really such an exciting time. I mean, you felt the world was being remade again or something. You know, the world was being turned over, and the music world was, we were regurgitated out of the stomach of the music world, or something, the bowels of the music world. And, there we were, people who weren't quite satisfied with what we were being handed and decided to do the thing we loved instead of being tortured by doing what somebody else's dream for us was. And I think that, in a weird way, we gave ourselves a future, and here I am, millions of years later, coming to play in Cork.
And I think, you're still as fit, as we say in Cork, you're as fit as a butcher's dog. I was looking at photographs. Are you working out something solid then?
Yeah, I do. I do try to keep myself fairly fit. As the show itself, I can only imagine if you didn't keep yourself fit, you'd probably walk on stage and have a heart attack.
That's right. you might do what The Edge did last week. You see that he fell off the stage. Has that happened?
I have slipped off the stage, but I got back on so quickly people didn't notice. It's more like I just slipped off the front. I've done that, where I've been standing so near the front on my toes at the front of the stage.
Yeah.
I slipped off the front, but I've never actually... I actually fell off the stage when I was performing with The Who in 1996. It was the Ace Face in Quadrophenia, and by accident I fell off the stage doing a tumble there, but I fell onto the Vespa motorcycle they used, and I came on a lift, and I wasn't hurt.
Oh, so. Man, you were lucky. Because you had a bike accident, didn't you? I think you did damage to your leg. That hasn't come back to haunt you, no?
No, I felt very lucky. I mean, there are things about, your body has altered, permanently. It's not too bad, though. I'm lucky. They really did a fantastic job, and so it doesn't affect me too much at all.
The earlier hit, I mean, I know I'm winding the clock back again, because you're probably aware that Generation X were the first punk band and change of era band that performed, say, on Top of the Pops. There was a real political upheaval going on in the UK. It was all of the strikes were going on. Nobody had jobs. It was a rebellious time for kids. Were you part of that voice for teenagers, do you think?
Yes, I think we were, very much so. And, you know, the job of the different punk rock groups was to be different. The very early punk rock groups weren't a carbon copy of each other. We were, that was the point about it all. And,
what are you talking about? So you talking about the Pistols that, and the Clash?
We had no idea it was going to lead anywhere. And that was the thing. You just did it for the love. And we were just doing it because we had no idea. Society was crumbling around us. It just seemed like there's no future. And the thing to do was do the thing you loved. And we loved music, so we did music. And other people did rock journalism, or they took up a camera and they took pictures of the scene, or they wrote about it and turned it into a fanzine. So people became proactive instead of sitting back and letting the world walk all over them. And That was really exciting.
It was an amazing time. And the biggest, now the current song is getting great airplay, the stuff you're doing with Trevor Horn, ex-Buggles. The earlier stuff, it came very early, didn't it? White Wedding, Rebel Yell, Eyes Without a Face. That must have been very challenging to have three mega hits like that. I mean, how do you follow those?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the difficult part, but... we did have a lot of fun doing that, and I think, you know, with stuff later on from Whiplash Smile and Charmed Life and then Devil's Playground and Kings and Queens of the Underground, we have sort of followed along and tried different things, but also had fun with the Billy Idol formula too, and that's a fun thing. It's a fun thing to work with. I've always had great guitarists. I'll have Steve Stevens with me in Cork. This band I've been playing with now, we've been playing for 2 or 3 years, and this is the group that made the record, sort of thing. This is very much... It's a very played-in band. That's what you're going to see. You're going to see a group on the top of its game.
Yeah.
That's the way we feel at the moment. We're a sports car that's so revved up, we can't lose. We can't lose.
You'll be first to take the checkered flag, my friend.
Yeah.
All right, well, do you think you'll get some downtime when you're in Cork to go and check out some of the old haunts?
I hope so, yes. I hope I do get a bit of time. I know my mother will be coming to the show, and I know there'll be... John the postman from, you know, Harry the bakery, and because the O'Sullivan, you can't imagine. Anyway, I know everyone's going to be there, and we'll have a few pints as well.
You'll take some time out to have a few pints of Guinness then?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you seem to be still enjoying it. Are you still enjoying it as much as ever?
Yeah, I am actually, yeah. It's a lot of fun. I've got a great... bunch of people out there with me, and
Where's home for you now? Is it the UK, or are you in the States, or what?
Yeah, I actually live in Los Angeles.
Okay, what's that lifestyle like?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Could be worse. Could rain more.
You could do with a bit of our damp, wet weather. Well, maybe you might get that here, although I hope not. Certainly not on June 17th when you play the Marquee. And you'll be in great company. You got a killer voice. You got a killer sound. It'll be a killer gig. It's been my pleasure talking to you. Well done for so much. You've done so much to change the face of music. Legend. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, sir. Red FM.